Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Well, good morning. Well, my dear family, I'm back. No. My dear family, we come praising God always, wherever we may be. We praise Him when we gather in His holy name, and that's what we do. I begin by extending my gratitude to Father Hahn, who was here before me, and who, of course, has transitioned into St. Andrew by the Sea, out by the island. So we pray for him as he arrived last week over there, and of course, I come to you a week later, because last week I was in Arizona. I was previously committed to be out of town before all the transitions took place. So I thank you for your patience and receiving me a week later than everyone else. But my dear family, we welcome all of you who are visiting, and to you, the Cathedral family, I of course thank you for your warm welcome and embrace you in my love as I have always kept you in my heart. And now we worship together into the days that lie ahead. And my dear family who join us via television, radio, and internet, we pray for all of you as we always do here at the Cathedral, for all of your loved ones, that your days be filled with the joy, gladness, love, and peace of Jesus Christ Himself. and in a special way to, of course, the people of St. Joseph's and Alice, who, of course, I have left to come to be with you. To them, I express always my prayers and my gratitude for the love that they have shown me and the love that they have allowed me to show them. Together, though many parishes, we are one church. We gather in the name of our Lord, knowing we can trust His love. And in trusting His love, we can seek pardon for our sins. And so we do so, as we all say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fall. And therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "If only you would hear the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law, when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, 'Who will go up in the sky to get it for us and tell us of it, that we may carry it out?' Nor is it across the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea to get it for us and tell us of it, that we may carry it out?' No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out." The word of the Lord.
And you will. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he himself might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross. Through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged him. Then he lifted him on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with instruction, "Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." Which of these 3, in your opinion, was a neighbor to the robber's victim? He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear family, Jesus reminds us of something that we already know. In order to follow him, we must be able to do that with all our heart, all our being, all our strength, and with all our mind. We must be able to love the Lord completely and entirely, wholeheartedly, not half-heartedly, or we leave the other half for the world. But the world will only taint the heart, and the world will only try to steal more and more of that heart so that it no longer belongs to God in any which way. Which is why the entire heart must be given to him, the one who is love. These are things we know. These are things that we have been taught from the moment that we were preparing ourselves to receive First Holy Communion. We know how we are meant to live. But as we, of course, grow and in the world, we tend to forget at times, which is why Jesus is always so good in reminding you and me, reminding us of what is important. Notice the words in the gospel. For in the example that Jesus gives, he says, "Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back." And how true it is that Jesus will replenish in you and me what we exhaust in our given day. And when he sends someone into your path, how do you see that person? Yes, it's easy. It's easy to love those that we love. But at times, we will encounter those that perhaps it's difficult to love. Perhaps at times we will see the obvious but want to ignore it. We notice, but we want to try to be like the priest and the Levite in the gospel. I will walk on the other side of the road so that maybe they won't see me, even though I saw them. At those particular moments, my dear family, you and I cannot get caught up in what that person's circumstance is or what his or her need may be. You now have to focus on, how did your heart become so hard? How did your heart become so hard that you notice but you want to avoid? You see but you rather be blind, to the point that it drives you to the other side. And what's on the other side? What's on the other side, my dear family, is selfishness, Plain and simple. The Samaritan stayed on the side of selflessness. He simply saw a brother in need. And that's exactly what you and I must always come to see, wherever we may be, to meet the need of the one who's there. And I'm not talking monetarily, my dear family. That's one way. I'm talking about the generosity and the treasure that comes from your heart, your time. Time with your family rather than your work. Spouses, time with each other rather than sacrificing all that time for something else that keeps you apart. That treasure of patience when someone is trying you very hard. That treasure of forgiving when they have offended you yet again. The whole heart, when dedicated to the love of Christ, will never stop allowing His love to be poured out to whomever it is that we meet or we encounter or are challenged by. And that is why that is the true treasure right there. That is loving God with your entire being. That is being strengthened, where strength is needed at all times. And if we ever fail to forget, we must look at the cross, because that's the love He poured out. Even in our own unworthiness, He did not allow that love to clog up. He allowed it to stay pure, allowed it to flow out, because He wanted you to realize that in spite of, you are still worth loving. My family, if He sees that about you and me, we must come to see that about each other. Anything less is not love. What is it? I have no idea, but don't share it with me. But it is not love. A reminder to you husbands and wives, when you took each other as husband and wife, God did not ask you to love each other the way you want to. He commanded you, love each other in His love. His love. So that your love will not fail. Your love may be tested and tried, but it will not break. It will stretch, but it will bounce back. Parents and children, He commanded you, love each other with My love. So that parents, yes, at times you can tolerate your children and still love them. And children, yes, you can tolerate your parents and love them. That's every once in a long while. For the most part, you get along great. But that's the love. That's the love that must be completely and entirely in our hearts. This must be the love that is completely and entirely in our lives. For it is a love that you and I are meant to make known wherever you go, and there establish with that person who Christ truly is. My dear family, we go forth with great joy, knowing what He offers you and me. Let us not fail to bring that joy to those that we will meet and let them experience the same through you. This goes for all of you who are young. When you return to your schools, you will meet new students there. You must make them feel welcomed and accepted, as I'm sure you would want to feel the same. Whatever we desire to feel and experience from God, family, let's make that possible for those that have come not to know Him yet, but will come to know Him through you and through me. For that is how much God believes in you and in me, to make this love known in the world that is so much in need of it today. There are enough people walking on the other side. We must remain firm in walking on Christ's side, who always recognizes not a stranger, but a brother and a sister, and they come to see you in the same way. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake He was crucified under Pontius Pilate, He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. Trusting in the Lord's mercy, we offer our prayers today for all the needs of our neighbors.
That our holy church may imitate Christ, the head of the church, and always reach out with compassion and mercy to all those in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For victims of crime and abuse, that they may know justice and mercy as they recover from their trauma, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are traveling during this summer months, that they may find their travels rewarding and may return home safely, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us here today, that the lessons we learn when we gather together may be on our lips and in our hearts as we go out into the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of the deceased members of the Mew family, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, Robert E. Hagelin Jr., Bill Keyes and George Flood, and for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, and for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Merciful God, throughout history you have showered your mercy upon your people. Help us to follow the example of the Good Samaritan in our struggles from day to day. We ask this as we ask all things, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
We sing the mighty power of God. skies is not a plant of love below that makes your glories known, and clouds arise at tempest blow thy order from your throne, while all that borrows high from you is ever in your care, and everywhere that we can be, you, God, are present
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name. Our good and ever always. Look upon the offerings of the Church, O Lord, as she makes her prayer to you, and grant that, when consumed by those who believe, they may bring ever greater holiness through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you so loved the world that in your mercy you sent us the Redeemer, to live like us in all things but sin, so that you might love in us what you loved in your Son, by whose obedience we have been restored to those gifts of yours that by sinning we had lost in disobedience. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we give you thanks, as in exaltation we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. And profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us all stand together now as we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The sparrow has found herself a home, and the turtle dove a nest in which to lay her young. At your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my Blessed are they who dwell in your house. They shall praise you forever and ever. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul is longing and yearning for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out to the living God. The sparrow has found herself
Father Peter Lisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movey and all of us here at the Cathedral, we want to thank you for joining us for this live broadcast of the Cathedral Mass. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know how you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.